Okie dokie. Good afternoon. We'll start the public hearing this afternoon. And to explain the way we do the public hearing versus planning and zoning, I'll turn it over to our lawyer, Jim.
Thank you. When county council holds hearings on zoning applications or legislative hearings, council uses the information they obtained during the hearing to decide whether or not to change the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. After each application is called, Mr. Lank will tell the members of council what happened when that application was before the Planning and Zoning Commission. After that occurs, if any members of the council have questions, they will ask those of Mr. Lank. After their questions have been resolved, we will then ask the applicant or the applicant's representative to come forward and tell us why, to explain the application and tell council why they would like the approval that they filed for. After the presentation has been made on behalf of the applicant, we're required to ask if there's anyone else here who may be either in favor of or in opposition to the application, and if there are, we have to give them a chance to be heard also. After all parties have had an opportunity to be heard, then council will decide whether or not to take action. If the Planning and Zoning Commission has made a recommendation on your application, then council can act if they wish to. They're not required to. They could defer. If the Planning and Zoning Commission has not made a recommendation on your application yet, then we cannot take any action. We must defer until after we receive their recommendation or more than 45 days have passed. Does anyone have any questions? When you come to the speaker stand, if you're going to speak, please state your name and give us your address so we'll know on the tape who's making what statements. Thank you very much.
Mr. Lank. First application is change of zone number 1619. It's the application of Thomas and Cheryl Hicks to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County. The land lying north of Route 23, also known as Long Neck Road, 1/4 mile east of Route 298, also known as Banks Road, and to be located on 18,220 square feet, more or less. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on March 27th of 2008. Before the council is an exhibit booklet, part of the record, and has been a part of the record since March 17th of 2008. It contains pertinent information related to this application. The commission received reports from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, Sussex Conservation District. The DLDOT comments were included in the booklet. Thomas Hicks was present with Tim Willard, attorney, and gave testimony. Mr. Willard also submitted proposed findings of fact. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone number 1619 for Thomas and Cheryl Hicks, seeking a change of zoning from AR1 to B1 based on the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, there is generally a need for the limited type of uses and services that the applicant could use on this property under B1 zoning. The orderly growth of the county does justify creating the requested additional B1 zone property and the permitted uses available under the zoning classification in the area where the property is located. Number two, Mr. Johnson believes that the application is consistent with the character of the surrounding properties. Three, the approval of this application should not lead to significantly increased traffic and trucking activity on the property and in the vicinity of it. Four, the property is located in a county-operated and maintained sanitary sewer district. The owner will be required to comply with all requirements of the County Engineering Department regarding the use of the property. Five, there are a number of other property zones, either C1 or B1, scattered in the general Long Neck area where this property is located. The application is essentially infill, and six, the property will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or the community. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. That motion carried 5-0. I received no additional comments from any individual or agency since the public hearing. And it would be approved for the reasons and not with the conditions stated, because it can't place conditions on a rezoning.
Right.
We can strike those five words.
Mr. Willard.
Thank you, Mr. Griffin. Tim Willard with Fuqua and Yori, Georgetown. For the applicants, over my left shoulder here is Thomas and Cheryl Hicks. They actually reside in northern New Jersey. She's a school teacher in New Jersey, teaches disabled children. He's in the contracting business. Their parents, Tom's parents, bought this property in 1969. Prior to that, he and his family would come down and stay with their uncle in Milton. His parents moved in full-time into this property on Long Neck Road in 1977. Both parents lived there when they passed away, his mother in 2001 and his dad in 2004. This is an application for a change of zone. We're asking that you follow or adopt the Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendation for approval. They voted that night, and it was unanimous. For the record, I've submitted this booklet, and I hope you all have a copy. tab number one shows the nature of the area. The little blue parcel in the triangle there is the subject property. It's 18,000 square feet. As you're headed down Long Neck Road, right, if you go through the intersection of Banks and the, you know, where the gas station is and the convenience store, there used to be a restaurant there. It's the first property on the left after you get past the Shorts Marine Boatyard. You can see that that parcel is surrounded by C1. The parcel across the street, which is not marked in pink, also is a commercial use. It's a bait shop. I think it's B1, and then behind it is more boat storage. So it literally is surrounded by C1, and as Planning and Zoning found, that this application is virtually an infill application. To get a visual of what the area looks like, or the property itself, you can look at tab 2. If you don't have one, Mr. Phillips, I'm trying to show you. It's a very small one-bedroom ranch house that's been there for a long time. The pictures show, particularly tab 2, or picture 2, the fence with the barbed wire right on the side of it is the western boundary of the house. And that shows a clearer picture in 3, how close the boatyard is to the house. Then if you go through the other pictures, they give you a visual of looking north. You can see Shorts Marine, the shopping center to the north at Banks intersection. Right across the street is Rick's Bait and Tackle, Full Tilt Marines across the street, little catty corner. Down the street, just on the same side of the road, is Capriati's, then the car wash. A little bit further down on the right is Long Neck Shopping Center, and that shows the grill down there. Grotto's Pizza, the Crab Barn, the Italian ice place, all, you know, within 50, 100 yards of this particular property. Tab number 3 shows the site itself. Sort of a pie-shaped piece. There's a horseshoe driveway that goes around it. It's only 18,000 square feet. The house itself,
thank you.
The house itself, I think, is under 1,500 square feet, more like 8, I believe. Mr. Hicks and his wife come down to Sussex on a regular basis. This property has become, I don't want to say uninhabitable for residential use, but it's not practical for residential use because of what it's surrounded with, because of the noise and traffic and just the nature of the area. It's not a place where you'd want to raise kids or retire to. Mr. Hicks made the comment that perhaps his dad stayed there so long because he was hard of hearing, and he used to sit in the back porch and just watch TV, but with a hearing aid. But if you virtually look at the area, there's no other residence where people are inhabiting around this area. You have a traffic impact study showing that a service evaluation saying no traffic impact study was required. I've included a map of the comprehensive plan showing this is an environmentally sensitive developing district, which calls for non-residential uses. These uses should be limited to neighborhood shopping and businesses to serve the rapidly expanding population. That's exactly what B1 calls for, retail, businesses. Since he's been there, whether he developed it or leases it or sells it to somebody interested in starting a business there, but since his dad's passed away, he's had conversations with an insurance agent that was interested in the property, also with a chiropractor, which was interested in that area because of the population down Long Neck Road. So there's already been some people knocking on his door that have B1 interest. I've also taken the liberty to give you your copy of your future land use plan, which is not in effect yet, but it's consistent as well for this area as recognizing the area for that kind of B1 use. Finally, it's in a level 2 priority area as far as state funding, which is consistent with this kind of development. I've submitted a proposed finding of facts, which should be part of the record, indicating that ultimately what Planning Commission found, this would not adversely affect any other properties. It's consistent with your comp plan, and it would not affect the traffic or otherwise impact adversely neighbors. Mr. Hicks, I'll just call you.
Good afternoon.
State your name for the record.
Thomas Richard Hicks.
And where do you live?
144 Hiawatha Boulevard, Oakland, New Jersey.
And have you heard what I said rather rapidly to the council today?
Yes, I have.
And is it a true and correct representation of your application?
Yes, it is.
Gentlemen, any questions?
Question, gentlemen?
Hey, one. Would you submit your finding of facts to Mr. Griffin, please?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Robertson still has mine. Thank you.
No other questions?
Okay.
That seems pretty good. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you,
sir. Okay, thank you.
Is there anyone else present today who wishes to be heard in support of this application? Is there anyone present who wishes to be heard in opposition to this application? Let the record show that no one else asked to be recognized.
Could you read it, please?
We will close the public hearing. Title of the ordinance is ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 18,220 square feet of land.
Motion, Joe.
Make a motion to approve CZ 1619.
We moved in second that we approve CZ 1619 statement. Mr. Cole.
My vote is yes. It's a in an area that has been changing, and it's compatible with neighboring properties of similar use.
Mr. Phillips.
Based on the record recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Dukes.
It's an infill, and my vote is yes.
You're hard-headed.
Mr. Rogers.
It's commercial infill in the area that's continuing to be more commercial. I vote yes.
Never make it anywhere.
My vote is yes also. I believe it is in character with all the surrounding properties. Motion passed. Thanks, Tim.
Just for record, who made the second? I missed it.
Dave Vance did.
Vance made the second. Dale made the motion.
Correct.
Wendy's back.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Next item on the agenda is change of zone number 1654, the application of Peninsula Square, LLC. It's an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, for land lying at the southwest corner of Route 24, also known as John J. Williams Highway, and Road 299, also known as Autumn Road, and to be located on 30 acres more or less. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application March 27th of 2008. The council has before it a copy of an exhibit booklet, which is a part of the record, which was presented by the applicants for their evidence into this application. We heard comments And there are comments in the booklet referencing the preliminary land use service, also known as PLUS, and also the DLDOT letter of no objection. The commission received comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, the Sussex Conservation District. Darren Lockwood was present on behalf of Peninsula Square LLC, along with Dennis Rader, attorney, and Tom Bartoszewicz of Meridian Consultants Engineers, who all gave testimony. Mr. Schrader, at the conclusion of the public hearing, submitted findings of facts for consideration. We found there were two parties present with interest, with Laura Hudson questioning the impact on the access to her property, and Lloyd Saunders was present questioning the location of the access to his property and the impact of his view from his property. On March 27th, 2008, the commission did defer action for further consideration and has yet to make a recommendation on this application. So the recommendation at present is for deferral. And I've received no additional comments from any individuals or agencies to date. Just for the benefit of council, I'll pass down a small version of the site plans. It's easier to review, I think. And that's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Or Mr. President.
Mr. Schrader's assistant.
Exactly right. Afternoon, gentlemen.
Happy birthday, gang.
Gene Byard on behalf of the applicant, Peninsula Square LLC. With me are Darren Lockwood and Tom Bartoszewicz. Who will testify, I won't. I'm pinch hitting for Mr. Schrader, who's doing his public service as a member of the Public Integrity Commission. You have a copy of the applicant's project booklet, which contains a site map, a project narrative, the PLUS letter and PLUS response, two DLDOT letters of no objection, which Tom Bartoszewicz will explain to you, comments from the County Engineer's Office, and proposed findings of fact and conclusions of law. I'd ask that the booklet, the record made at the March 27 Planning and Zoning Commission hearing, and the minutes of that meeting be made a part of the record of this proceeding. And with that, I'd ask Tom to come forward, introduce himself, if you will, Tom.
Yes, my name is Tom Bartoszewicz. I'm a registered professional engineer in the state of Delaware. My address is 122 Marathon Drive, Middletown, Delaware.
And you are the project and design engineer for this project?
Correct, yes, sir.
Tom, if you could quickly take council through the site itself and describe how the site is presently developed.
This here is an existing aerial photograph, fairly recent, of not only the site but some of the surrounding properties. You can see there's a conditional use as a boat storage area that you can see on the aerial photograph. There is a Happy Harry's or a Walgreens immediately across the street. And I believe this is showing the Harris Teeter under construction also across the street. Further along 24, there is also a lot of commercial development in the form of shopping centers. I think there's another pharmacy hopefully moving to this location here. And then I also have an understanding that there is a business or perhaps home business at this location as well.
Is it correct that the approximate size of the boat storage area is 10 acres?
Correct. That's just about what it is right now on this plan. Exactly.
So that's included in this site?
Yes.
For all the Grizzly
veterans on council, that's conditional use 1305, which was approved in October of 1999. In addition, there is a conditional use in this general location. It is a, what sort of business if you have that?
I want to say it's a plumbing business.
Operated by Lloyd Saunders?
That's what I understand.
Can you describe briefly what it is that the applicant proposes to
do initially with this property?
Initially, what we would like to do is perhaps expand on the boat storage and also incorporate some boat sales. We show a small area, approximately 5 acres, to where we hope to expand the storage area to accommodate also some inventory for sales. We'd like to place a small sales building and small parking lot there to be staffed. The area will be gated and locked. And then, of course, there is the hope that we will have a Rite Aid pharmacy that will occupy this corner.
Where's the state of Delaware's land start? Give me some bearing.
State of Delaware's land is right here. This is that chunk of land that is, as I understand, they have this set aside for, I think, for stormwater, for roadway improvements or maybe a mitigation for stormwater.
Am I correct on that property is approximately 4 acres in size?
Yeah, it's fairly small, but I want to say you're right around 4. It may be a hair over 4 acres.
Can you touch briefly upon the site plan itself?
Sure.
Council, how the site is proposed to be developed?
Essentially, initially, and I don't know that our office will do the overall design of the Rite Aid, but we will put in the infrastructure for stormwater management for it. But essentially, it's going to attempt to maintain very similar the land cover that's there now. We don't propose at this time to asphalt this area. We'll remain a stoned boat storage area, as well as that expansion. And as you can see from the aerial photograph, you know, we're basically dealing with just that area there in trees. And then the stormwater area will, right now we have it, it's fairly large. We understand that there are some drainage concerns in the area that will need to be addressed, but we plan to have a stormwater management area. It's possible it may be built in phases. This certainly isn't a size basin that's required, given the existing impervious area of stone to the little that we're going to expand upon it. But we defer to the Conservation District's comfort level as far as that goes. There is the need for the fill in the future if the site is actually ever really developed on site here. But essentially, this stormwater basin can handle even 100-year, a very, very small outflow, so that if there is a serious drainage concern for the flood hazard area, there wouldn't be a problem with that incorporating.
If you had to guess, Tom, how big is the preliminary stormwater?
I want to say the surface area of the water is approximately 4 acres.
Moving on, can you talk about not one but two no objection letters you got from Delta?
Yeah, we have a letter of no objection for an entrance location here off of Autumn Road, as well as a rights in, rights out entrance location off of 24. Those entrances were designed and comments received from DelDOT not for a boat storage area, but for the eventual possibility of a shopping center. So they were not reviewing and commenting on what would just be needed for a boat storage. They were reviewing and commenting on what could possibly be there as a result of a CR.
Can you summarize briefly what requirements DelDOT has exacted from the applicant in exchange for those no objection letters?
I'm not sure, Polly. I don't.
What is it that DelDOT wants by way of improvements, dedication?
I got you. Essentially, there will be dedications along this side of Autumn Road and, of course, along this side of Route 24. They'll have their multi-use path. There's some significant, what I consider significant widening and intersection improvement here to ensure that this intersection will line up appropriately with the intersection across the street. And this here was essentially, I believe, just a larger right-of-way take, but the design actually wasn't as complex. It's a fairly easy deceleration-acceleration way to get out for that. And the only comment that they had during their plus was, if this comes first, they will not accept it, and we never they will not accept an individual entrance solely for this, other than these two entrances. They want one of those built to service that pharmacy.
Let's talk about plus, since you referenced plus. This project has been to plus, been reviewed. Can you respond?
Correct.
Can
yes.
you summarize your trip to plus and your response?
The summary for that would be we did not receive any, I guess, any objections to the change in zone for the parcel. Like I said, the only thing that they asked us to consider for the design was, one, the stormwater, which they could see that we had considered. Two, DelDOT wanted to ensure we understood we weren't going to have a temporary entrance in here to service the pharmacy, which we also understood. And second off, they were concerned about providing some additional landscaping along these road frontages, which we understand we will landscape as much as we possibly can.
Where the stormwater is all a wooded area?
Correct. Right now, that's all wooded.
And what is the plan? Is it to clear cut it?
I imagine so. The excavation here will be a significant change in grade. There won't be probably for, I would say, 20 feet around your water line here. We'll be taking those trees down as well. I think it'll service the stormwater pond better because it will keep that pond cooler and allow fish and those kinds of things to use that pond, which of course helps any stormwater pond to have.
Well, we're so much emphasis on trying to, you know, minimize the taking of some of these trees in these areas. So you say, but you think that'll all be clear cut, basically?
Yes, sir.
Is it correct, Tom, that the perimeter of the property will be preserved in trees as a buffer to
Agri
property?
Precisely right. There's on the back side here, along in through here, and I don't know if I, yeah. These trees here behind the stormwater pond on the back side of the property, there is some property here, I imagine our clearing will probably end somewhere in this area. We will get back to grade, and then these trees here, which is probably in the ballpark of a 20 to 30 foot buffer, are intended to remain.
So at the site plan approval process, you'll have that shown on the drawings, that there'll be a X amount, because we've been talking about buffers, and I think we've been talking 30 feet.
Absolutely. And if we can agree with the conservation district to reduce that basin size, we would attempt to reduce it this way to preserve more trees.
Okay. All right.
But we wanted to show that we have the ability to control to alleviate their flooding concerns.
So the state won't have to build theirs, you're saying?
Is that what you're trying to do, offset one? Absolutely. That's really the intent. The entire grade of this property falls this way here, and it's been my understanding from the get-go it's our hope to take, in fact, our drainage area comes up through here as well for the existing, and it's our intention to take that water as an eventuality and manage it here. It's really a little bit more comprehensive than what you would think, but yeah, we've looked at there being no need for DelDOT to have any need for that piece.
It is your testimony, Tom, given plus a strong recommendation about buffers, that as many trees as you can preserve will be preserved around the perimeter.
Absolutely.
Can you talk briefly about the source of water and sewer to the property?
We have an existing sanitary manhole at this intersection here, and it would be our hope. Obviously, we need to go through the concept sewer plan submission, but we'll bring that sewer onto this site. The exact fashion will, of course, be determined by the county and what the developer agrees to. And then Tidewater has given us an ability to serve letter for water supply.
Based on your design, do you think that this project will have any negative impact on the character of the neighborhood?
No, I think it just would generally formalize what's already there predominantly as a conditional use.
Could you describe the area as a fairly rapidly developing, trending towards commercial area?
Absolutely. I would absolutely describe the area as generally commercial.
Do you think that there's any positive impact on property values in the area?
Not as I can see. Even immediate properties seem to have a business and commercial nature to them.
Am I correct that, given the design of your stormwater pond, that in fact you'll be serving more than your own property?
Precisely right. As things stand now, unless we were asked not to do so, it is our intent to service off-site water as well.
Gentlemen, that's all the questions I have of Tom. If you have questions, please feel free.
Question, Joe?
No.
Is there anyone here who wishes to be heard in support of this application, in addition to those who have been heard? Is there anyone here who wishes to be heard in opposition to this application or who has a question concerning it?
Come on down, sir.
Please state your name and your address, and then tell us what your concern is.
Mr. Lloyd Saunders, it's 31687 Messiah Lane, Millsville. I just have a question to ask about the ground adjoining my property. Can I look at a map here?
Surely.
Yep.
Try to speak loudly enough we can hear you, though.
In my report.
Here's something a little bigger.
Take this down.
What?
This is my property right here.
Okay. Could you?
How will you be impacting his property? You just maybe come back and address how.
In the future?
Well, he's going to be surrounded by your property, right?
Correct. With this proposal, nothing is going to change. If a shopping center were to develop, there's no way for me to tell you for sure exactly that. That would have to be a site plan intervention at a later time. But the site plan that I have seen shows parking here. The building potentially start in through the view. My understanding is the pond here essentially forms the back of the proposed improvements and development. And my recollection says that this route here is paved, buildings here. I don't have any recollection that we're doing any change there.
Is there any intent to leave any trees buffering around his property? Because he's got substantial trees now nearby. Is there?
Take a little hit. Did
he? Can you bring me back?
Yeah, there's an.
His gents went overnight.
It helps soften the impact on him.
We can absolutely do that.
I got to go to Harris Shore.
That's not a concern. Speak. On any concept plan I've seen, that we're setting a fair distance away. This here basically forms the backside of the building. I haven't seen anything to where we show that we come back in through here, and there's an. Here's your.
He's surrounded by.
Yeah, he's right alongside the pond, and we have a buffer here and a fence here, and I think our parking ends in through here. And I don't think we have any issues. We already have issues to where we do our best to get buffers through those properties.
Okay, because we can't require it because it's a change of zone, but you're putting on the record today that there will be some buffering trees around so that when Mr. Lank gets its site plan approval that he can say that...
I'm getting the nod that, yes, we...
If the P&Z requires it, there's no opposition on your guys' part to do that.
That's what I'm saying.
It would soften some of the harshness of what might be happening around this man.
Mr. Saunders have an easement road to get to his property, or does he own the bed of the road?
It says easement on the.
Yeah, we show an easement here, but it's been my understanding that you access through here.
Mr. Saunders, you need to come and tell us what your concern is. Because
I can follow you over.
Because unless we hear it...
Yeah, we make the decision, not him.
Okay. He's a man to talk to, right? No, this is an easement right here for me now. And before, Short had a boat storage here before, and people were getting the boats and pouring the driveway here, this road here, and stop. You know?
Right.
But I don't say, are you going to put another road through here or to this boat storage? And what are you doing here?
Right now, the boat storage will be accessed through this entrance here.
Off 24. Like.
Right. We're not showing the elimination of this because it exists now.
Right.
But that's not a permanent easement, though, is it?
Correct. No. My understanding is his easement based
on the easement action to get to his property is down the road.
Yeah, that's what
legally.
Correct. That's what we're showing on our plans.
This is actually supposed to be it right here. I mean, that's what it is now. I mean, that's what it says on the deed.
But you don't own that.
No.
You have no rights to that.
I got lifetime rights to it on the deed, it shows.
on...
It only shows this other one, supposedly.
This here one here.
You say that's on your deed or some reference
yes,
to that?
Yes, lifetime rights for it.
Okay, well, I'm not aware, we're not aware of that, right?
Well, they're showing it being plotted out coming in at a right angle.
Well, there could there possibly be something on the deed, some restrictions that gave him lifetime rights, even though there's the easement was here, he could have had lifetime rights over
I
here.
I wouldn't
right?
know without looking at the right. gentleman's deed, but that really wouldn't be our role to try to determine that, other right. than we know that he has the guaranteed access
I know,
to
I
it.
See that.
We do know that his as far as it's legal, as far as recorded, is the road that you're showing straight off of
299 or Auto Road.
Precisely.
Right. Okay.
All right. For our purposes, the significant fact is that Mr. Saunders has a legal access to his property and that the applicant's not going to do anything to impair or prevent him using that access.
Right.
Well, it's probably a patch of woods right now. There is no access there. It's all on paper, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Well, they can't cut him off if they're going
to
relocate.
He have to. If they cut off his existing one, would they have? Who's
would
responsible
have,
for opening
it? They would have to relocate that.
It was legal.
You know, he's got a right on his. If he has, as he says, a recorded access on his deed, he has an absolute right to use that.
Right.
If he's using something other than the access that's on his deed, they would have the right to relocate him to his legal access.
Okay, so I'm saying the burden, with the financial burden of opening up a new access wouldn't be his, it would be the applicant's here today? Or aren't you sure?
Well, I'm not sure if the applicant knows whether he's using his legal access or using some of their land to get to his property.
I know that I do not.
Well, it's so I paid to get it blacktopped. I blacktopped the whole road in there about 12 years ago.
Okay. Well, all we could do is ask the applicant whether they have an intent to tear up his blacktop.
Is there a name on that lane? Is that what's that
Messiah
saying?
Messiah Lane.
Messiah Lane. So you blacktopped a Messiah Lane?
Mm-hmm. It was Charles Corsi. He actually was the owner, you know, of all that ground before.
Right, right, right.
And I asked him about blacktop, and he said, Lord, it took me to death. Go for it.
Okay.
I blacktopped. You got it blacktopped.
So is there any legal claim to Messiah Lane, Jim? Because it's.
We could ask the applicant.
I mean, is there any reference anywhere that there is a Messiah Lane out there, and it's different from this deeded easement?
Not that I've seen. Not that our survey has come up with.
Gentlemen, Darren Lockwood. I'm the applicant. I live in my office is in Milton, Delaware. As future time, if I tend to move the driveway, I will take care of it and put it where it's supposed to be and blacktop it and make sure he has access to his property.
Okay. All right. Because there could be a
problem with Messiah Lane. It may not be a real...
It might not be the real deal.
I don't know if there's a sign out there or not. I haven't been out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there is a sign on it, yeah.
But I assume that if it's not on that easement, it's on my property, so I...
Yeah. The state put a sign out there a while back, but... And he changed 911 address.
Right.
Excuse me, 911 addresses.
So all you're concerned about is that you have a way to get to your house.
It'll be landlocked.
Well, they're not going to do that. They said
that. They can't do that. Right?
Anything else you wanted to tell us?
No.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Is there anybody else here who wishes to be heard concerning this application? Let the record show that no one else has to be recognized. We have to wait to hear from planning and zoning, but we will close the record.
Right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Need a motion?
Make a motion we defer.
Second.
We move to second. Do we defer on CZ 1654? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Make a motion we adjourn.
Yep. The smartest thing you've said all day.
It's been moved to second that we adjourn. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Yep.
All
right.
Gotcha.
Good name.
Damn, I hope you go get something to drink for that cough.
Jesus.
I hope so.
I'm embarrassed.
George made the move.